USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no consensus opinion on the president's decision to stop a military strike on Iran after it shoots down an unmanned drone last Wednesday. Some Democrats and some Republicans feel he should have gone through with it. Others in both parties feel he was right to call it off.
But I didn't like the idea of them knowingly shooting down an unmanned drone. And then we kill 150 people. I didn't like that.
The U.S. did reportedly launch a retaliatory cyber attack on Iran that was meant to cripple Iranian military and control systems without the loss of life. President Trump calling off today's planned immigration raids for at least 2 weeks. He says at the request of Democrats. He says the time will be used to try to find a legislative solution to the immigration crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Campaign 2020 is in full swing.
I believe that when we get in the big fights for the big ideas, that's when it is that we draw in Democrats and Republicans. That's when it is that we make it worthwhile for people to get in the fight.
That's Senator Elizabeth Warren, just one of several Democrats campaigning in one southern state this weekend.
Presidential candidates are wooing Democratic voters in South Carolina this weekend, a crucial primary state where most of the Democratic voters are black. A CBS poll shows former Vice President Joe Biden holding a steady lead with 73% of the African-American vote.
Whomever the Democratic nominee is, we have to stay together and elect a Democrat president of the United States of America.
Another poll by CBS says South Carolina voters want to hear about health care the most, followed by jobs or the economy.
That's USA Radio's Tim Berg, and this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he received a personal letter from President Trump. Kim describing the letter through his state-run media as being of excellent content. The Korean Central News Agency reporting that Kim said he would, quote, seriously contemplate the interesting content of the letter. Trump has held two summits with the North Korean leader with mixed results. The second one in Vietnam last February ended abruptly when Kim demanded an end to sanctions, and President Trump reportedly demanded that North Korea turn over its nuclear weapons first. Some folks at a Missouri festival nursing wounds after a hot air balloon came in for a hard landing yesterday. The incident happened during the Hannibal, Missouri Bicentennial Celebration. That balloon landing right in the midst of a group of onlookers, knocking several people to the ground. A woman and child suffered minor cuts and bruises. No word on what caused that balloon to make that uncontrolled landing. And Toy Story 4's debut, one of the biggest box office hits ever for an animated film. Friday's numbers reaching more than $47 million in ticket sales from nearly 4,600 theaters around the nation. And if that trend is seen to have continued through the weekend, by the end of it, the Pixar-Disney feature may earn over $125 million. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.